This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And we begin this afternoon with those horrible incidents played out in Midtown, leaving three people stabbed, two of them fatally at the hands of a madman. First things first, they've got him captured, so the danger is over. But oh, the horror. As we learned from police, this guy went on a stabbing spree which covered at least two different locations. And police double-timing it this afternoon, trying to figure out what in the absolute world. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley leading our broadcast with this live report this afternoon. Mary?
Larry, we just heard from police. They say this was three completely random attacks of innocent New Yorkers. The first one was a man working at a construction site, then a man who was fishing in the East River, and the last attack, a woman who was in her 30s just walking. She right now is fighting for her life, and the two other men killed after being stabbed to death. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny says it was a cab driver who saw this man attack the third victim, followed him, and then told the first NYPD officer he saw on the street, Officer Garvey.
He's a cab driver. He witnesses the third attack of the female. He believed it to be a robbery. He didn't know that she was stabbed. So he began to follow her, thinking that he was a robbery suspect. We have video of him with the knives out.
Police say that video shows two bloody kitchen knives that he was wielding all around the city from one location to the next. It wasn't until this cab driver told a police officer, who quickly got him off the streets and recovered both of those bloody knives. Police say that the suspect they have in custody has been arrested at least 8 times in New York, New Jersey, Ohio, and Florida. And many of those arrests include violent attacks like this one. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. Live on East 51st Street.
Boy, quite a morning. Thank you. Thank you, Mary Lynn. We'll check back in with you later. Well, as expected, the congestion pricing thing went through today. The MTA board just voted in favor of going with Governor Hochul's pared down plan to start charging you to drive into certain pockets of Manhattan. But while the price will start out small, looks like it'll eventually end up exactly where it was when the light was supposed to turn green back in June.
Board member Walter Mack opposed the plan. He sees trucks double parking and unloading all over town.
You got four lanes going into two. We just got to face that there are other alternatives to cure our financial burden, but we certainly need the money.
But the board approved the phased-in plan, which will start at $9. MTA Chair Jan Lieber says
transit has to be preserved and expanded and improved, or New York ain't going to be New York.
Congestion pricing is expected to take effect January 5th. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, did you see that video out of Chelsea today? A big truck pulled away from a sidewalk. Apparently something on the truck snagged part of the scaffolding on a building. And oh boy, what happened next was gosh-awful scary.
In the middle of 29th Street between 7th and 8th Avenues is a debris field from about 40 feet of scaffolding that collapsed when a box truck hit that scaffolding as it was trying to drive away. The super at a building down the block heard it.
And I run and I saw a guy underneath there. I tried to help him to take him out, but then fire department came.
He's talking about one of the three victims who were crushed by that scaffolding and taken to Bellevue. One has critical injuries. The other two have minor injuries. This man lives down the street.
There's so much scaffolding in the city, and I'm always amazed with box trucks backing up. I see them come so close. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
The driver is cooperating with police. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Chelsea.
In other news on this Monday, the city council meeting today to also talk about the subway surfing incident. You know, we had six people killed so far this year. Despite the city launching a public safety campaign last year, they say the trend has only gotten worse. Three teens apprehended yesterday, in fact, after being caught allegedly surfing a train at Beach 25 in Wavecrest. NYPD Transit Chief Joe Galata says social media is feeding it.
The average age of the subway surfers we encounter is 14 years old, with some surfers as young as 9. What we see is that social media is the major driver of this behavior. The constant one-upmanship we see from surfers trying to capture and share edgier content on social media platforms is a phenomenon that we did not see in decades past.
The committee trying to figure out why subway surfing is happening and how the MTA, the NYPD, and the DOE plans to address the trend. I've seen some of their ads featuring young people advising their peers, stay inside, arrive alive. That is, stay inside the train.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.